I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Row. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Row, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to row.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Hey, our ride's almost here. Are you ready?
Just grabbing my shoes.
That's what you said 10 minutes ago.
I just wrapped a video call, uploading this giant file on my tablet, looking at my watch go bananas with the group chat, and, of course, still lining up tonight's playlist on my phone.
All at once?
Yep, story of my life. That's why I switched to T-Mobile. They have the fastest 5G network.
Okay, multitasker. I see you.
Honestly, I never imagined I could do all this at once. It's awesome.
Say no more. I'm totally switching. My post is taking way too long to upload.
That's a sign. You've got to get T-Mobile.
So many reasons to join T-Mobile. Find yours at T-Mobile.com.
Fastest based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data of national speed score results incorporating 5G download and upload speeds for the first half of 2026.
Hey, Little Bob here. Bob's Discount Furniture has the furniture you've waited 250 years for. We've got power reclining sofas as low as $7.99, five-piece dining sets as low as $3.99, Bob-O-Pedic mattresses for as low as $2.99, and of course, feature-packed bestsellers like my Playday sectional with pop-up sleeper sofa. So stop in or shop mybobs.com to see where America shops for furniture.
Oh, my Bob!
Now open in Vestal.
The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
There are still delays in the BART system this afternoon, and it's all because of a fire that happened near the tracks on Tuesday. Now, as KCBS's Megan Goldsby reports from downtown San Francisco, BART officials are saying aging infrastructure is to blame.
The system is just old, according to Assistant General Manager of Operations Sylvia Lamb, who spoke during the BART board meeting.
This is a very clear failure that is due to aging equipment, and it's very obvious what that is. And it's similar to the same fire that we had in KTT, which was a couple of years ago.
She's talking about the Tuesday fire that damaged some equipment near the Daly City Station. It's meant the closure of the Green Line, which runs from the South Bay through Oakland and back down to SFO. BART asking people to transfer at Bayfair if they usually use that route. It is what Eric did.
I had to change trains twice, but it didn't slow me down, so that's okay.
So you had to change trains, but they have it running pretty smoothly?
Yeah, I was impressed. I actually got there quicker than usual.
His lovely trip notwithstanding, BART officials say more improvements need to be made, and we will likely see more delays while they are. For example, this weekend there's a free bus bridge at the Fremont station as crews replace an interlocking, which allows trains to move from one route to another. Megan Goldsby, KCBS.
And the Bay Area's heat wave is almost out of time, but as KCBS's David Welch reports, if you're still feeling it, there's an easy way to ride it out.
A swim lesson is splashing along at the Piedmont Community Pool. It's been a busy stretch for pools across the Bay Area, but relief is on the way. Roger Goss with the National Weather Service says San Francisco is starting to get a taste of it.
We have seen temperatures across the city cooling down up to about 16 degrees.
That's in a single day, and it's no surprise the biggest drops are closest to the ocean. But Goss says the rest of the bay has to wait a little longer.
We are seeing the cooling trend, but we still have the heat advisory out through 10 p.m. this evening as a result of the warmer overnight lows.
He expects temperatures back near normal by tomorrow once the ocean breeze makes its way inland. In the meantime, though, consider this an excuse for one more ice cream cone. In Piedmont, David Welch, KCBS.
Prosecutors have decided not to file criminal charges against a man who was arrested in connection to the devastating apartment complex fire in Foster City. Investigators say the fire started on a balcony where a propane grill had been left on. The San Mateo County DA's office chose not to file criminal charges, saying there's no evidence of intent to start a fire. The blaze on Sea Spray Lane destroyed and damaged about 50 units and left 150 residents looking for a new home. And there are more demands for electricity than ever before, and that means a new push to expand the grid. KCBS's Mike DeWald reports from Santa Rosa, where a big project is wrapping up to help provide a boost in power.
It's the culmination of 2 years of planning and construction in the northern part of Santa Rosa, the final phase in getting electric conductors underground.
That then enables additional electrons to flow to customers in the area, and as well as this feeder that we're here looking at being built today.
Dave Canney is head of PG&E's North Coast region. He says there are similar efforts in cities across the bay, in this case, to power a growing neighborhood and growing airport.
It's going to enable residential development on the order of 1,400 or so units, as well as commercial and industrial development that's planned in the area.
Canney says this represents the expansion of the Bay Area power grid for the first time in a generation, thanks in part to a growing list of things needing electricity.
Building electrification, transportation electrification, so, you know, a clean energy future, as well as, you know, well-known data centers, depending on where you are in the system.
There should be some benefit to ratepayers. Canney says spreading the wealth of electricity should lower monthly bills. In Santa Rosa, Mike DeWald, KCBS.
And as we remember the bravery of firefighters on 9/11, San Mateo County is considering a regional training center that would bring together multiple agencies in order to prepare for disasters. We get that story from KCBS reporter Holly Kwan.
Much like Marin and Santa Clara County, San Mateo has a mix of industry, residential neighborhoods backing up to forest land. All that makes for tough coordination in a fire unless you practice. That's why, ahead of the 25th anniversary of 9/11, San Mateo County is proposing a new training center for firefighters. Supervisor Ray Mueller.
We have tech companies, we have industrial, we have light industrial, we have old housing stock, we have redwood, you know, we have redwood groves, we have eucalyptus groves. In any large scale fire event, all of the different firefighting units from across the county are going to be called on to aid one another. So to be able to bring them together and train for that is important.
No word on cost, but a possible site could be on Tower Road or where Woodside Road and Veterans Boulevard come together. Supervisors will discuss it at Tuesday's board meeting. In San Mateo County, Holly Kwan, KCBS.
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Row. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Row, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to row.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. RX only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Hey, our ride's almost here. Are you ready?
Just grabbing my shoes.
That's what you said 10 minutes ago.
I just wrapped a video call, uploading this giant file on my tablet, looking at my watch go bananas with the group chat, and, of course, still lining up tonight's playlist on my phone.
All at once?
Yep, story of my life. That's why I switched to T-Mobile. They have the fastest 5G network.
Okay, multitasker. I see you.
Honestly, I never imagined I could do all this at once. It's awesome.
Say no more. I'm totally switching. My post is taking way too long to upload.
That's a sign. You've got to get T-Mobile.
So many reasons to join T-Mobile. Find yours at T-Mobile.com.
Fastest based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data of national speed score results incorporating 5G download and upload speeds for the first half of 2026.
Hey, Little Bob here. Bob's Discount Furniture has the furniture you've waited 250 years for. We've got power reclining sofas as low as $7.99, five-piece dining sets as low as $3.99, Bobopedic mattresses for as low as $2.99, and of course, feature-packed bestsellers like my Playday sectional with pop-up sleeper sofa. So stop in or shop mybobs.com to see where America shops for furniture.
Oh, my Bob!
Now open in Vestal.
Evacuations have been ordered as crews battle a fire that's already burned 400 acres in Mendocino County. The Lucas Fire started around 9 this morning in Porter Valley near the Mendocino-Lake County line. That fire is being fueled by hot, dry, windy conditions in that region. And the California Highway Patrol is going to be cracking down on Bay Bridge carpool lane cheaters this month. KCBS's Margie Schaefer reports the focus is on the bus lanes.
The stepped-up enforcement campaign targets a Bay Bridge approach, which is most often used as a bus lane. a westbound lane that connects from Interstate 80, 880, or West Grand Avenue. Officer Cindy Ramirez with the California Highway Patrol explains carpools are allowed in the bus lane only during weekday peak periods. That's from 5 to 10 in the morning and 3 to 7 in the afternoon.
The lane is being utilized more and more now by people that, one, aren't buses, or two, are utilizing it within the weekday commute hours and with three or more occupants.
No carpools are allowed in the bus lane at any time, Saturday or Sunday.
There are black and white posted signs that list those times, list those dates, and they're only to be used by buses at other times.
Drivers cited for improper use of the bus carpool lane outside weekday commute hours could face fines of nearly $500. Margie Schaefer, KCBS.
The public resignation of an Anthropic researcher is just the latest in a long line of people who work in AI, slamming the industry as critically irresponsible. We looked at AI through that lens in our daily Ask an Expert segment. Today, here's KCBS's Atta Shaheen.
The existential AI question is not ambiguous for AI professor David Kruger at the University of Montreal.
People should be outraged. They should be concerned. And the situation, I can only say, is almost certainly worse than you imagine.
He said, yes, it can wipe out humanity, and there's an urgent, immediate need to shut down advancement.
We may have months before this becomes impossible because the AI is too advanced and it has escaped from our control.
Still, Kruger is optimistic. His nonprofit is called Evitable because he thinks we can stop this before it's too late. The material basis of AI production is a concentrated chain. It's all happening inside data centers with chips coming from Taiwan, and those Taiwanese companies use machines all made by the same Dutch company. So he said all we need is some political will and international cooperation.
Once we've done that, then we can start talking about all the great things that we can do with AI.
Atta Shaheen, KCBS.
Well, 16 Yamaha pianos are scattered throughout the San Francisco Botanical Garden, freshly tuned and ready for the beloved flower piano event. KCBS's Shannon Golden headed to Golden Gate Park to check it out.
Now through the 20th, 130 performers are set to tickle the ivories throughout the 55-acre property, accompanied by the chirping birds and rustling leaves. Dean Mermel and Mauro Fortissimo, founders of the arts organization Sunset Piano, started the event over a decade ago.
Flower Piano is possibly the world's only interactive music festival where anybody can sit down and play.
That's right. If you're feeling brave, there's open play times too.
Sometimes Mauro and I are wandering through the garden and somebody's sitting and we hear something and we like go, oh, that person is playing that Chopin piece really well. And we go and we check them out. And they're like 12 years old. And then sometimes we come across people who are playing really well and they've never played in front of people before.
It's free to San Francisco residents or with admission. And there's special performances in the Garden's Flower Lounge that you can also score tickets to. In Golden Gate Park, Shannon Golden, KCBS.
Dozens of first responders are gathering on the peninsula today to talk about how the trauma of the front lines can linger long after the sirens fade. KCBS's Matt Bigler has more on the life-saving resources for those who spend their lives saving others.
This kind of event is so needed.
San Mateo County Supervisor Noelia Corzo is talking about When the Mission Follows You Home, a forum on mental health for first responders and veterans. Corzo says it was just last year that a Foster City police sergeant who was battling depression took his own life at a police station.
It was horrible. And, you know, everyone that was there had to deal with that. But this event, I think, is for that, for people that have been through really traumatic things like that. To get actual support.
That support is only a phone call away, 988, the National Suicide Prevention Hotline. Meanwhile, Congressman Kevin Mullen is leading an effort to change the definition of first responders to include lifeguards. Supervisor Ray Mueller says that's a no-brainer.
If they go into those waves to save a person's life and they come out of it and then they deal with the trauma, they absolutely are first responders.
In Foster City, Matt Bigler, KCBS.
Two people have been arrested in connection to a jewelry robbery in Antioch. It happened on August 31st at Antioch Jewelers on Hillcrest Avenue. Police say two masked suspects went inside, sprayed the store owner with pepper spray, and then smashed a jewelry display case. The duo then stole some jewelry and took off in a car. Police worked with witnesses to track down the suspects, who were arrested on suspicion of robbery and felony vandalism. That investigation is still ongoing. and gas prices continuing to climb. According to AAA, drivers in California are paying an average of $5.89 this week, up 11 cents from last week. The national average jumped 13 cents to $4.27. A AAA spokesperson says the state and national average are going up during a time when gas prices usually decrease. And as usual, San Franciscans are paying even more for gas at about $6.03 a gallon.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying play KCBS Radio.